Welcome to Planet Dance on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, Shane Sparks, where entertainment lives. Hear all the info on how the dance world works. Welcome to part one of Dance World Driven. Find out what choreographers are hot, who's not, the up-and-coming, and new dance moves. Shane has exclusive interviews with choreographers and dancers you see dancing with, Justin Bieber, Usher, Rihanna, Chris Brown, Katy Perry, and many, many more. Learn the stories of how they went from dancers to superstars. And now, here's your host, world-famous hip-hop dance choreographer, Shane Sparks.
Yo, what's up, everybody? It's your boy, Shane Sparks. Wow. Beautiful day in California, even though it's raining. I'm breathing. It's still a beautiful day. Yo, check this out. It's your boy, Shane Sparks, Planet Dance, giving you all the information on the dance world and anything that's worth listening to. So I need y'all to pay attention. The news and information that I give y'all is straight from the horse's mouth. I don't talk about anything that I don't know anything about. I got my boy Kinect calling in today at around 2:15. If y'all don't know who Kinect is one of the hottest dancers in the industry. My boy's danced with Justin Bieber. His resume is so long, I was like, I'm not going to even talk about that. I'm going to let you talk about it when you get on here. But he's going to be calling in today at around 2:15 to tell us what it's like to be on the road with Justin Bieber, what it's like to dance with Justin Bieber, how he got booked to be with Justin, and, you know, and what's going on for the future of his career and Justin Bieber's career and him together. So I need y'all to look out for that. Stay tuned, 2:15. And if y'all really, really are Bieber fans, please pay attention. And check this. I'm scrolling the net the other day, and I look at this. I'm looking at the internet, and I see that Justin Bieber, this is how powerful the boy is. He puts out a tweet, okay, for this female that's online, okay. This girl, if you don't understand, she's 13 years old. Her name is Madison Beer. He puts a tweet out, one tweet that says this girl is going to be a star to 25 million of his fans, and the girl actually, it's crazy because right now, she's like tweeted, the most tweeted girl right now. Like, everybody's trying to follow her. Everybody's trying to find out who she is. And I'm sitting up and reading her tweets, and she's going crazy because one day she's singing a song, and the next day, Justin Bieber is tweeting it. And now the whole world knows her. And if they don't know her, they're about to know her. So look out for Madison Beer, 13-year-old from Jericho. She's about to be the next, and we know how the internet works. The internet is like everything. If you're hot on the net, you're going to be hot in the world. So look out for her, and I'm going to follow her because I listen to her. She's singing some Etta James stuff, and she actually got a really, really, really great voice, and she's beautiful, you know what I mean? So she got everything you need to be hot in this industry, so I need y'all to pay attention. Record labels, if you want the next, you better hit her up. You better hit somebody up, find out who her mother is, her daddy is, because she's about to be the next. If Justin is talking about her, everybody's going to be talking about her. So get at her. You know what I mean? Get at her. There's a lot of situations going on today right now for choreographers and for dancers for work because this is the time of the year where a lot of stuff slows down. Christmas, New Year's, everything picks up around January, February. But I got a couple auditions that I'm going to be holding. So I got your girl Amy Weber. Amy Weber is like a pop star. Hot music, dance music. She's looking for two female dancers. So if you can hit me on my Twitter, @Sparks5678, hit me, like send me a link to your YouTube or send me something, some pictures or anything that I can see so I can figure out if you're hot or if you're not. Because I need two dancers. I need them ASAP. We try to go into rehearsals next week. So if you're listening to this, I need you to take heed to what I'm saying. And also, I did some choreography for this artist by the name of Trey Bugs out in Houston. The boy is ridiculous. Six. What I want to do is I'm going to be in Houston in like the second week of January holding auditions for him also. So I need y'all to pay attention. I don't have the information up, but if you stay on my Twitter and you stay following me, you'll get the information. The last time I was out there, it was crazy. We found four dancers that were amazing, and we had a really good turnout. So I'm going to be out there again. This time we're looking for like 10 dancers. We're going to be looking for 10 dancers. So if you're out in Houston and you're a dancer, I need you to get at me because it's going to be crazy. We're going to have a stage that's like the size Well, you know how MC Hammer used to do his thing? It's going to be like that. It's going to be MC Hammer style. I'm going to rip the stage. So get at me. Follow me at Sparks5678. Make sure you send me pictures, resumes, bios, videos. Send me links. I need to see all that because I want to get the hottest to dance with my boy Trey. All right? Yo, if you listen, you listen to the Planet Dance with your boy Shane Sparks. Make sure you listen to Easy Way Broadcasting powered by WT Networks, Block Talk Radio. And if you're listening right now and you want to talk to your boy, call me, 914-338-1303. And just so y'all know, I'm available right now. I can do everything. I was on hold for a minute, but I'm open. I can do TV shows, movies, internet. You could do it. I could do anything. My boy Easy has just put me on the map, so I need y'all to get at me. So make sure y'all follow my boy Easy Way, Easy at Easy Way Broadcast, Facebook, Easy Way Broadcasting. If you want to get in touch with Easy or me, you can get us at those spots. You know, check it out. I'm going to run it through one more time. Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Network and Blog Talk Radio. You want to call in, 914-338-1303. Yo, and you want to get at us on Twitter, at Sparks5678, at Eric Zuley, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, at WTV Networks, at Blog Talk Radio. We doing it big at Easy Way Broadcast, okay? Get at us because we're changing the game. You know, the It Hollywood guys, Hollywood It guy, however you want to say it, Eric Zuley. So let's go. I want to get into something that I've been waiting to talk about. This weekend... If you haven't seen Jane Doe, something's wrong with you. Something is definitely wrong. It's literally the sickest movie I've ever seen. It had action. It had drama. It had crazy comedy. I mean, I was in such suspense the whole movie. I couldn't help it. If you could get past the N-word and said it a few times, of course, yeah, whatever. Ain't nothing we never heard. But if you overlook that and look at the concept of this movie, Jamie Foxx, is a beast. Jamie Foxx is a beast. Samuel Jackson stole the whole movie. I'm not taking Jamie. You know you did the thing. But Samuel Jackson's role is crazy. I'm tripping. So if you ain't seen the movie, make sure you get up out your seat. Go to the movie theaters and see it. You can't see it at home or on Netflix. Don't wait till it get there. See it now because when you listen to it in the movie theater and you got the crowd around you going crazy off of the comedy, you are going to be having a ball. So, yo, make sure y'all go check that out. Django, the dopest movie this year, and it's probably going to go into next year. You got to pay attention, and you got to see these movies because they crazy. So, this is Shane Sparks. I got a couple people that are going to come in today, and I'm really excited because, like, Connect from the Amount Boys, one of the sickest dancers I know, coming into the show today, he's going to talk about the stuff that he's doing with Justin Bieber. I'm just really excited because I've been trying to get with him for a minute, and we actually just worked on a project. We did like our own little Michael Jackson / PYT video with some of his dancers down on Melrose, and it was sick. And I'm actually doing all the editing and all this stuff and actually shot the film with my boy Brett. So it's a thing that we're doing. I'm letting y'all know that I'm coming hard. And I got to mention this every weekend. I got my own reality show coming out. It's going to be definitely putting the dance game on the map. Y'all see us dancing, but y'all don't know how we got there. Y'all see us doing what we do, but y'all don't know the struggle. Y'all see the money, but y'all don't know how hard it was to get that money from the agencies, from the record labels, from the people that pay us. It's crazy. We work our butts off. I'm going to let everybody see how that happens, see how it works. So when you get out here, you're not stumbling, you're not tripping, you got some type of idea. It's not going to be easy, and I'm not going to tell you everything because I don't know everything, but I know enough for you to have your eyes open when you get out here and not be surprised by the things that you're going to go through and the things that you're going to see and how you're going to feel. I was listening to my boy, I think I said this before, Dave Chappelle. He said, he was sitting on his show, and he said, I'm looking out into the audience, and I'm seeing all these happy faces, everybody smiling, looking forward to their future and all these ideas that they got. He said, I'm going to warn you now. Be prepared to get your heart ripped out of your chest one time at least in this industry. It's going to be the crossroad. It's going to be the time. It's going to be the moment that changes you from a kid with dreams to a man that makes dreams happen, okay? That's coming from somebody who done been there, done that, okay? So take heed. It ain't all what it turns out to be. It's about work, and it's about dedication. It's about being loyal. So I'm sorry I'm going all into that, but that's just how I am. I like to talk, and I like to, you know, I like to put y'all up on what's going on. I played a song last week by this little crew from Cincinnati called Jays on My Feet. I want to try to get that on today again. I got a lot of requests. So, Easy, if you listen to me, let me know something. Play my boys, Jays on My Feet, one more time because I got so many requests for that song, and it's a hot, hot, hot track. Let's get it. Shane Sparks, Planet Dance, doing what we do. Jays on My Feet, straight out of Cincinnati, Ohio.
I like my J's custom made, fitted tightly on my feet. I always got the newest J's before they even hit the street. You better watch out for them haters when they trying to take a peek. You gotta lace them up, treat them right, and take them on retreat. Red, yellow, blue, green, yeah, my J's match my jeans. Styling out on the street, girl be hating on me. I'm swagged up from my feet to my head and my knees. When I step up on the crowd, all you hear is, and you mad cause your dude trying to take a look and see. I got some people lined up taking pictures with me. Can't be mad that my parents got good taste in my shoes. All they do is call them up and have them shipping from Peru.
I got them J's on my feet like, oh.
He ain't got them.
Like, oh.
He ain't got them.
Like, oh.
He ain't got them.
I got them J's on my feet like, oh.
He ain't got them.
Like, oh.
He ain't got them.
Like, oh.
He ain't got them.
I got them J's on my feet like, oh.
I got them J's. I got them.
I got my J's on, Machiavelli on, you know I'm smashing.
Ha.
Blue and white J's, you be saying that I'm magic. G-Y. I got on every J, yeah, I think I'm important. I mismatch all my colors, yo, J's look boring. Stupid fruity swag with my orange through laces. Gray and silver strings, yeah, my J's got braces. All them other dudes buy their J's out of Macy's. Walk onto the stage, the amazement on their faces. Got them J's, you be liking, make you wanna take a picture. Take my J's on, with my sister J sick up. Pink and white swirl, but the shoe all gray, and we wear them all day. They like, hey, what you pay? I got some J's.
On my feet like, oh.
He ain't got them.
Like, oh.
He ain't got them.
Like, oh.
J, yeah.
I got them J's on my feet like, oh.
He ain't got them.
Like, oh.
He ain't got them.
Like, oh.
He ain't got them.
I got them J's on my feet.
I got them J's. 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 I got them J's.
Jump in the party, everybody look at me.
Now look at me.
I guess you look down and you saw what's on my feet.
What's on my feet?
I change it up, add some shine. Never tripping, I get mine. When they blink, you multiply different colors of your eyes.
Now I like every color, J.
Uh-huh.
My outfit match my shoe game.
What?
Green on green may sound lame, but I don't feel the same. Screens look like ladders with a cutsy type of pattern. Giving unique observation for extraordinary swagger. I hear laughter. That's haterade. No worries, I'm getting paid. J so original, I make the crowd do the way.
I'll take the laughter from the clapping. I be dancing cause I'm happy.
Wear them every single night cause they better than everybody.
I got some J's.
Yo, 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 there you go. J's on my feet. That's a hot, 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 hot track. Yo, check this out. If you liking that song, if you feeling that song, hit me up, 914-338-1303. They actually came on my show last week and, like, sang and talked and did all this good little stuff for me. Straight out of Cincinnati, J.Y.T. and the family. J's on my feet, yo. Let's get it. It's your boy Shane Sparks. You're listening to Planet Dance, doing what we do, giving you all the latest information on this whole dance world. I need y'all to stay up on what's going on. I need y'all to pay attention because ain't nothing but love coming from this situation. I got a couple callers on the phone. Let's see who's on the phone. Bring them in. 2806. I bet that's Victoria.
Victoria.
Yo, you on the line?
I'm like, no. Hey, what's up?
Who's this?
Christine again.
Hey, what's up, Christine? How are you?
I'm good now. Hey.
You good? What's up?
I sent you a tweet.
He thought I was on the phone right now, but it was somebody else. And he was like, I bet this is Victoria or whatever.
Victoria, I can hear you.
Hello. Yeah,
hey,
it's just a funny thing when you hear people talk. Victoria, I can hear you. I can't hear you now. It's fixed now. But yo, 2806, I think I just lost you. Bring you back in. Christine, where you at?
Hey, I'm still in GI. Doing the same thing.
Okay. So what's going on? Tell me what's up with you.
Hey, I sent you a tweet, and I wanted to know if you read it.
You want me to know what?
Did you read it?
No, I haven't read it yet. I can't read it right now. I usually read it after the show.
Earlier this week. Okay. I need you to be sure to go on there, and I need you to go on my page, because I got the absolute best Christmas gift ever, and you're going to love it. And I want you to tweet me back and tell me what you think.
You got the best Christmas present ever? You got it, or you got it from me?
I wish I got it from you. Yeah.
Okay.
I got it.
All right, that's what's up.
Actually, I got it from my nephew and his wife, right? They
know
that
what's up. Okay.
I absolutely adore you, okay? So, you have to go on there, and you have to look at it and tweet me back and tell me if you like it.
All right, and what's your... Okay, and what's your Twitter, so I can make sure I'm looking at the right one?
It's Chrissy One Love. It's ChrissyLuv.
Dope. Okay, and where are you from, Chrissy?
From Gary in Indiana.
From Gary. All right, just want to make sure that everybody knows Chrissy from Gary, Indiana. Michael Jackson. Get it in. I'm going to check that out. As soon as the show is over, I'm going to check it out. Then I'm going to hit you back and tell you if I like it or not, okay?
You promise?
I promise. This is what I love.
I love you. Thank you.
I appreciate that. I'll talk to you soon. All right, Chrissy?
Okay.
All right. Talk to you later. Word things black. Yo, that was cute. I can't wait to see what it is. Now, don't you hear when somebody say they got a present and it's for somebody else? Don't you want it to be for you? It's all good, though. I'm supporting. Merry Christmas to everybody. Merry belated Christmas. And Happy New Year. I want to tell everybody, make sure this New Year you be safe, because I don't know what's going on, but it seems like every year people go out and they want to do crazy stuff and, you know, and mess up the rest of their lives. If this is a new year, don't mean you got to get crazy. You know, be careful. If you go drink responsibly. If you go smoke responsibly. Whatever you do, be responsible, okay? I can't stand that. Yeah. Yo, it's your boy Shane Sparks. Got my boy Eric Dooley. Check this out. I need to bring Eric Dooley in on the line because he's got a few things that he want to say. Eric, if you're listening to me, come in. I need you to talk and update everybody on what's going on, because you got a lot going on, man. And I hate trying to tell everybody, because when I tell them, I be coming in saying stuff. You be like, Shane, it's the other way. And I don't want to do that. So when you get a minute, come in. You feel me? Eric Dooley in the building.
I just got to wait for that introduction. But, you know, I'm gonna play a little commercial here, and they can tell them kind of what's cracking, and then I can go into some stuff. And by the way, shout out to our girl Victoria. I had to throw her in there because I wanted to see if the two fans would meet each other, and then Victoria can meet your other fan. But I threw her in there for a second, and she's probably waiting to get her chance to talk now, because she's like, what the hell? That's messed up. All right, check this out, guys. We'll be right back.
Listen to Easy Way Broadcasting shows powered by WTVNetworks.com every day of the week on Blog Talk Radio with celebrity hosts Eric Dooley, Shane Sparks, Sarah Winchester, Rick Rosman, and Mo Egger. Easy Way Broadcasting is the hottest place for music, sports, celebrity gossip, advice, and insider tips. Follow at Easy Way Broadcast. Call Easy Way Broadcasting Shows with your questions and comments at 914-338-1303.
Yeah, baby. You like that commercial?
Yeah, that's dope. I love it.
All right, guys. So here's the scoop. First of all, you were talking about our girl Amy Weber. You guys can check out a live interview and find out a lot of stuff about Amy that most people don't have. It's exclusive on my show on Easy Talk. I don't know which number it is. I think it's like show 10 or show 9 or one of those. You go to HollywoodItGuy.com, go to the radio show, and you can listen about Amy. She's got a lot of cool things going on. She's done a lot of TV things. She's had a really progressing career, and that's cool that we're kind of interlinking with Amy. And, there's going to be a lot of cool things happen with her. But here's what's going on, man. Shane don't even know this. I can't say too much, but we are developing kind of an awards show ceremony idea to recognize those dancers. And I'm working on getting Shane the ability to have the city and county of Los Angeles behind him to be able to honor people.
Wow.
How's that?
Wow. I need to hear an applause for that.
Hold on, I got that. Hold on, let me just get up there. Damn.
Okay, you can say it again. Yeah.
Yeah. Award ceremony, Planet Dance style. Cause see, you guys, it's not just about a name called Planet Dance. Shane is literally taking over the planet for the dancers. He's making a difference. He's like, what I'm doing in Hollywood, I'm placing another red carpet you're able to walk on in Hollywood. Shane's doing the same thing, but on the planet aspect of dance. So for all those dancers out there, believe me when he says, when I say this, when Shane says he's doing a show and he's opening up opportunities and he's doing things and he's supporting a representative for the dance world, it's real and it's deep and it's exciting. So there's a lot of exciting things going down. But hey, man, this is your show, brother. I'm just producing.
I love it. You know, hey, I think I got my boy Connect on the line. 1572, bring him in. Planet Dance. Let's get it. All right,
I'm out.
Yeah. Connect, is that you?
What's up, Shane? It's Connect.
That's my boy. What up, boy? What you up to?
Man, you know, I'm driving right now, getting ready to take a quick break from dancing because, you know, I try to squeeze in whatever dance I can in between the holidays.
That's what's up. Hey, so this is what I want you to do. Tell everybody what you've done, who you are, who you dance for. Give them a little bit of history of what Connect is about and the Amount Boys.
All right, well, I'm Anthony Carr, known as Amount Boy Connect. I'm from the Bronx, New York. My story began, I really grew up dancing around at all dance schools in New York City, doing ballet and tap and jazz, Afro-Caribbean and modern. And pretty much all of the studying of all the techniques and the styles kind of led me into getting into hip-hop in my senior year of high school. And, you know, just studying and trying to do shows and being humble and just learning from older people in the business, I soon fell into working for an artist by the name of JoJo, who was on Black Round Records.
Right.
You know, and then I made this transition from being a ballet dancer. I was, you know, a boy in tights, you know, 7 days a week.
That's crazy, man.
On this world of hip-hop, and the irony was, I'm from the Bronx. I'm from where hip-hop started.
Exactly.
But I was doing ballet, so I finally caught up. And, you know, it manifested into a lot of opportunities, being able to have all those styles that I studied growing up. It led me to do projects like Fame. It led me to do projects like Hairspray and Step
Wow.
Up 1, Step Up 3D. A lot of these opportunities where I can use all my dance styles. I get to work with a choreographer named Marguerite Derrick, who gives me all my technical opportunities. So it's a lot of cool stuff. I just finished filming ABC Family's Bunhead, doing ballet.
Oh, that's crazy you say that because I saw the previews of that, and I actually watched a little bit of one of the episodes or some little special on it, man. I was just like, wow, they went in on this. And it's for ballet dancers, right?
Yeah, all ballet.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's
crazy.
2 weeks before that, I was dancing for Usher at the American Music Awards.
That's crazy, man. I just want to say this real quick. Like, this is the exact person I need everybody to listen to and to hear, you know, hear his story, because he learned all different styles. He's not just a street dancer. He's not just a ballet dancer. He was raised doing everything that he could possibly do to get his body in the position and in the condition to be able to do everything in this crazy dance world. Because if you only got one style, you find yourself hot 1 year and nothing the next year, because trends come and go, dances come and go. But he's so well-rounded that he can do all of it, and that's one of the things that I respect about him. We doing projects together right now, and I'm watching his choreography in one class. It's this style. I'm watching his choreography in this video we just did. It's another style. It's crazy. Then you see him do ballet. Roll your window up. And then I see him do hip hop. Then I see him do ballet, and I'm just tripping because it's like there's no difference. He's good at both of them. You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy. So I need people to understand where he's coming from, and this is the level you need to be at to compete today in today's dance world. You know, hey, tell me, what was it like dancing with Justin? Was it fun? Was it crazy?
Oh, yes. You know what it is with Justin? It's like a playground, and because he's so because he's so well known and he's backed up very well by his supporters, there's opportunities to do all the crazy TV-like stuff you want to do, you know, what you have in your imagination. One day, we're on harnesses on stage 50 feet over the, you know, the arena.
Crazy.
And then the next day, we're on stage with Michael Jordan sneakers, but with taps under, doing tap dance.
Wow.
You know.
Wow.
You know, you never know what celebrity shows up. You never know who's going to be there. You know, so it's cool. One day we were on stage and Shaquille O'Neal showed up and we ended up doing a TV show with him. So it was, you know, the opportunities and just the endless fun, you know, when you work for the coolest kid in America, you get to relive your childhood and still be a professional.
Yeah, man, it's crazy. I watch these shows, man. I see y'all come out on award shows, and I'm looking. I'm just like, you, Johnny Arizmi. I'm like, look at these fools. I know these fools. They up there dancing with the biggest star in the world right now. Like, it's got to be crazy. It's like y'all are doing what every dancer, it's every dancer's dream. Like, do you realize that, Connect? Everybody who takes dance classes, at the end of the day, they want to dance for either Justin or artists at that level. You know what I mean? And it's crazy to be there. You're like that's really something to think about, man. It's crazy. So, yeah. But it's all good, man. I wanted to bring you on here so you could talk to the dancers, let them know what's up, who you are, and what's your Twitter and your Facebook so they can follow you.
Okay. The Twitter is MountBoyConnect, at MountBoyKanec. At Mount Boy Connect is my Twitter. My YouTube is YouTube.com/ConnectAmountBoys, KanecAmountBoys, /ConnectAmountBoys. And my Instagram is Mount Boy Connect as well.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So it's easy to get him, ladies and gentlemen. So if y'all want to holler at my boy, you want to get more information, or just become one of his friends, you know what I mean? Hit him up. You got all the information. Yo, Connect, I appreciate you. I'll see you in a couple of days so we can get this video edited and get it done. I appreciate you, all right?
Have a good one. Enjoy the day. Cacho Mate.
Yes, sir. You too. Yes, sir. Talk to you later. Yep. Peace. Yo, that was my boy Connect on Planet Dance. That's the level of people I want y'all to talk to, I want y'all to meet, and want y'all to hear from. He has so many things that he want to talk about, so many things that he wants to do, but I can only get him for like a couple minutes, you know what I mean? But if you want to learn more, get to know him, make sure y'all follow him on his Twitter and his Facebook, because he's somebody to reckon with, and I'm definitely going to have him involved in almost everything that I do, so you will be seeing his face, because a lot of times you'll see the dancer, or you'll hear his name, but you don't know what he looked like. So I want to put the face put the face to the dance, the face to the voice. You know what I mean? That's your boy Connect from the Amount Boys. I appreciate you, my dude. Hey, just let y'all know that the issue of Dole Magazine is out. Make sure y'all go pick that up. It's the January issue. It came out in December, but January issue got me on the front cover. Go check it out. I just read the story. I'm reading. I can't even believe the stuff that I wrote because it was coming from my heart, man. I was pouring my heart out in it. So I want to make sure y'all get a chance to read that and really get to know me from another point of view, okay? Not just dance. So, yeah. Eric, my boy, thank you for the opportunity. I got to let you know I love you for this. We have to do major things, and it's about to be on. Anybody out there listening or watching, make sure you stay up on everything that we're doing. Make sure you follow all of us. Spark 5678, Eric Zuley, ERICZULEY, WTV Networks, Block Talk Radio, Easy Way Broadcasting, and if you're on Facebook, Easy Way Broadcasting. This is your boy Shane Sparks on Planet Dance. If you're listening, you're in the hottest place in the world right now. I love y'all, and I gotta go. Easy, my man, we out. Let's change the world. Peace.